Well, I want to eat healthy. Like, so don't eat, you know.
So tell me which diet you're
on. So don't eat cyanide or rocks. Cool.
I mean, you can eat rocks. They could probably help your digestion if you were like a dinosaur.
Yeah, but we're not a dinosaur.
Oh. Diets.
Or even chickens.
Diets.
But no, I mean, so that's the part that bugs me.
Chickens eat rocks. Why the hell are you wearing the same shirt as me?
I was going to ask you the same.
But what I'm asking you is why you're wearing the same shirt as me now. So it's under, you're under contract to answer it.
No, I'm not.
I don't know what that means.
Hi, ball. That was a little slow fart for you.
Did you guys know that you are currently listening to another episode of the wonderful and highly educated and elegant podcast called Sit Sock? Kendrick almost vomited his
mouth
a little
bit. Don't do that while I'm drinking. Or I'll do myself a mischief.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our episode last week about Comic-Con.
It probably wasn't last week. It was probably a month ago.
Last month ago. And Comic-Con.
Hope you enjoyed Comic-Con, because that was recent. If you just shouted, it makes more sense. Dead air. Dead air.
Sorry. I'm starting this new diet today.
Oh.
And,
That sounds...
And, I was, like, asking, because this first, you know, every diet starts off with, like, well, I'm sorry, any, like, diet you pay lots of money for starts off with cleanse, usually, because cleanses are all about, like, getting your body set up for the diet you're about to do, and especially when you're paying money, it's all about supplements, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, this, it basically is, like, a ketosis diet, so you're, like, trying to initiate ketosis in your body, which is where your body burns the fat it's stored instead of burning the fat you eat from carbs. Et cetera, et cetera. But I was asking if it's okay if I drink Highball, and it turns out that it's very similar to the thing that we're actually taking for, like, the main thing, like the one you do when you wake up, like the wake-up drug.
Supplements.
No. So I'm like, hey, cool, I can do it. So, you know, Highball.
I would also be give us money. Personally highly suspicious of any weight loss diet that didn't allow you to drink something like Highball.
Yeah, me too, because the Highball, and this is just going to be straight up pitch for Highball for the first 20 minutes.
You know, that's fine.
Highball's the greatest energy drink you've ever known.
We're making up slogans for you.
It's got vitamin B6 and B12 and pantheonic acid, but nothing else.
That's pretty much it.
Water, I guess. Oh, it's got organic caffeine and organic water extracts and organic paxiginseng. And organic desacalcimidibide.
I mean,
I'm just making that last one.
Yeah, I don't think you can even get that organic. I think that sounds like a fundamentally inorganic.
okay.
Compound, but
it does say organic Panax ginseng, and yeah, then everything else is all manufactured. So, doopy doo doop.
But whatever. My whole point is that they're completely devoid of macronutrients. So, like, the worst case I'd see is if you're on any kind of
for the people who don't know, and definitely not me. Like, it's not me at all. What is a macronutrient?
Macronutrients are your protein, your carbs, your fat.
Got it.
Those sorts.
So just for all you people who weren't me that didn't know.
It's but it also doesn't have any of the artificial sweeteners that can jack up some of your kidneys, but also can screw up some of those things don't. Some of those diets don't need the artificial sweeteners because they jack things up.
Yeah.
I think it's something to do with. Actually, nope. I thought I had an idea and I didn't. I was wrong. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm a little sick this morning. I did stress. I'm gonna go with stress.
Yeah, Kendrick is actually stressing himself to the point where he is no longer physically healthy.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Don't do as Johnny Don't Do does.
Yeah, whatever Johnny Don't Do, don't do. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Wait.
So
no, do the things that Johnny Don't.
The only other thing I can imagine is if you had too many supplements. No, because then you'd just have it'd be just a waste. So that'd be, I mean, like. No one would be like, oh, yeah, no, you shouldn't have this because you'll have too much.
I was just wondering if there was some kind of special drug.
And no, like, I appreciate the due diligence.
Ooh, like, I'm an organic chemist by education, not by trade. And I've seen some shit that's happened that I wasn't expecting to happen when I mixed chemicals together. And I was like, oh, damn. And as you know very well, the human body is a very fucked up and weird place because you've had close experiences with, you know, what can happen if you're on drugs and then take other drugs and then don't do those drugs. Not you personally, but in,
yeah,
like,
no,
in your life.
Yeah.
And your parents are very, very knowledgeable about the things that go on in your body and how complex it is.
Yeah.
So I always am like, I always generally ask, I always generally look at like stuff besides like, you know, macronutrient stuff like McDonald's. I'm sure there's some chemicals in McDonald's that make me happy.
Yeah.
Like cocaine. My brother used to claim that cocaine was in the double McDoubles because he couldn't stop eating it. And just in case you're wondering, I don't believe that's an active ingredient in a McDouble.
Well, it's not an advertised one anyway. Actually, McDonald's has all of their ingredient lists available online.
We already talked about this like 1,000 times, but did you remember or know that Taco Bell has actually one of the healthiest fast food menus?
Because of the options, because you can choose to cut down a lot of the fats. In fact,
exactly.
Garion with his special diet has been talking about how he can still go there sometimes.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because they just don't, like, they have one of the healthiest menus and you're like, fuck that shit. What about all that nacho cheese? And you're like, well, that's not the healthy diet stuff. You get the, like, the chicken taco fresco. And, like, it's basically just a tortilla with, like, a bunch of tomatoes and, like, verde salsa. Or not verde salsa, sorry. Salsa verde or whatever.
Pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo. Thank you, sir. I just kept saying verde over and over again, hoping that it would get to the point where somebody can...
Just keep green. Green with green.
I know. It was like, but, yeah. And so if you really want healthy fast food, go eat at Taco Bell. Taco Bell give us money.
Please give us, or tacos.
I mean, that would be cool, too.
Well, I mean, the other part is if, I was actually having this conversation with someone the other day. If you look at the Taco, or the McDonald's, ingredient lists, it's not really that different from what you'd buy at the store.
I can't imagine it would be. Like, I'm not sure, because there's that whole pink slime myth, and that is a myth. I guess as far as I know, it's a myth.
Well, it depends on. That's one of those things where what they showed you is a thing.
It was actually like a bubblegum factory.
Well, the pink slime that you've seen is a food product,
but not
that you've probably consumed and will consume again. But it's not
their chicken nuggets.
It's not what they make all their food out of.
I didn't even realize that that was a stipulation. I thought it was like. McDonald's makes their, you know, the chicken nuggets are not real chicken, and you're like, yeah, well, I know, it's like basically the particle board of chicken.
Yeah.
But like, you take all the pieces and mix them up, and then
that actually might be a picture of a stage of the process, because have you ever looked at, like, ground chicken?
Yeah, it looks like ground beef, but weirder.
Yeah, and it kind of, if you didn't have it extruded in any little lines, it kind of looks like that pink slime.
Really?
Yeah, ground chicken, it's not that far off. I think there's... maybe some color balance issues or whatever on that, but like,
I guess you're right.
Ground meat looks gross. That's just the fact of life. And the other part is, when you make chicken nuggets, you're making it out of the parts of chicken you can't sell elsewhere, right?
If you could, you'd be selling them as
you'd be selling this whole chicken breast. Yeah. So they color it. I'm pretty sure. I think they whiten it chemically to make it look more appealing.
But yeah, chicken nuggets.
But again.
Good.
Chicken nuggets are one of those things where you can't really pretend that those are actually good quality cuts of meat there, right?
Yeah, it's like eating a hot dog and expecting the hot dog to, like...
It's
the same thing.
Part of it's like, I'm on a healthy diet, but then when I went into this upscale restaurant and ate one of the toilet cakes, it didn't taste good, and I think that that's bad. You're like, well, you don't eat that part. If
you
really
don't eat anything in that room, actually. Yeah. I feel like you're confused about...
And I feel like if you're really concerned about, like, sourcing your food or the quality of it, you're not going to eat chicken nuggets. It just seems like a weird, like, because they've got some crap on their menu that's sketchy or...
Like what? I would actually beg the question. What? I mean, Taco Bell, sure. Like, Taco Bell does some weird shit. And you're like, okay, like, if we put a good chalupa and we put cheese in the crust of the chalupa and put a regular chalupa stuff in it, there you go. And you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, triple cheese? They have, like, the chicken chips right now, which are basically just like little deep fried pieces of chicken that look like chips.
Chicken nuggets.
They
are definitely nugget material.
But then you go to McDonald's and you're like, well, what's really the weird, like, out of line thing that they've
had? And
again,
I would suggest
that McRib?
The McRib, which is a formed pressed patty of questionable.
Pork?
Yeah, of pork and some stuff.
With barbecues. I mean, it doesn't really
It's a pork nugget.
It doesn't really sound that crazy, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, my thing is also that what a great way to use up undesirable materials.
Yeah, like, McDonald's is like, and don't, but this is going to be the most racist thing I ever say.
Wow.
The Native Americans of fast food. It's because they use all the parts of the buffalo. Like, you know, like...
Yeah?
Like,
so, where are them buffalo nuggets at?
Well, they don't actually serve buffalo meat yet. But I guess if you look at, like... See, and that's weird to me, too, because the weirder menu items from McDonald's come in other countries, where you, like, have your squid burger. And you're like, what the fuck is that? Like,
yeah.
A squid burger? Do you grind up the squid and then put it into the patty and cook it?
It's squid ink.
Do you just... Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that, like, a good thing for you or something?
I don't think so.
No, I'm pretty sure it's actually poison.
Yeah, that's not something you put in your mouth.
Dude, speaking of poisons and fish, there's this blowfish video I saw on Facebook the other day, where, like, they were talking about how the blowfish attract a mate, and how they're so teeny and they blend in, and it's really hard to see them personally. Like, it's hard for things to see a blowfish when it's not all blowed up.
Yeah.
And they actually create these gigantic, elaborate sand designs with their fins.
Huh.
And it's really crazy if you go look at it. So, you know, if you've never seen a blowfish's sand design to attract mates, you should check that out, I guess.
Well,
there you go. There's an original Sid Sock tangent for you.
As you eat McDonald's.
Yeah, you make sure you're doing
and
it.
And Taco Bell.
Be real.
And drink your highball.
Highball, a better way to go. Actually, no, I stole that. That's a Car Toys reference. Sorry, guys.
You wouldn't even drive past a Car Toys lately. I expect you to do, like, that one.
The things that go through my head.
McDonald's. I mean, like, it works for literally everything.
Yeah, that's right, actually. If you couldn't tell, that was an O'Reilly reference. You've probably heard it on the radio if you still use that medium.
So, but yeah, actually, if you pull up the menu.
You want me to pull up the menu?
McDonald's, I mean, you could. Because they actually have their nutritional menu with all the stuff on it.
A regular meal from McDonald's is healthier than a meal from Chipotle.
When you mean healthier, you mean...
So I guess you're right. So I bet the daily values of things you're supposed to have as determined by the FDA or whatever is more accurately represented by a meal from McDonald's than it is a meal from Chipotle.
Interesting.
Because a meal from Chipotle has like 5 bajillion carbs. Yep. Because you have rice, because, you know, a tortilla wasn't enough carbs for you in the first place. And then you have, like, beans and shit. But you have the same amount of meat, the same amount of cheese. Sour cream can be on there. Like, I guess I'm thinking of the things I order from there. If I ordered 2 of the regular meals from both those places.
Right. And that's what's tricky. Because it's like, not to pick on you personally. But you're like, when you compare the meals, like, when I get 5 cheeseburgers and when I get 4 burritos, really, I find that I just get so
much. It's not funny because I've bought 2 burritos before.
It's still funny, though.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I actually misunderstood what funny is, so
yeah,
I have no idea.
It is still funny, because that is...
I guess one thing is, if I buy, like, a double quarter pounder meal, or let's say I just buy, like, I usually get the 2 cheeseburger meal, right?
Right.
I bet that is more accurately representing my, like... I guess maybe, I don't know. Well, feels like there's just, like, a lot less of the things.
So there's 2 parts of play here, right?
2 parts?
There's 2 elements to this. One is...
A story in 2 parts.
One is the elements of questionable ingredients as far as the content of the food, right? And so when I was looking at their big old PDF, that's the nutritional contents.
Just type that.
The ingredients of all of their food. It doesn't tell you the like, macro and micronutrient mix up. It just tells you what's in everything. And, like, they talk about how their beef is literally just beef, nothing else.
But my question is always going back to, why wouldn't it be?
Right. And that's the part where it's like, because people like to have their little stories about how it's made out of whatever. But if you actually look at their listed official ingredients, according to all the regulations.
Can't find that shit. But it's because I'm dumb.
It's, their bread has all the weird, weird chemicals you can't pronounce in it. Because if you go to a loaf of bread anywhere you look at it, it's got weird chemicals in it. Because they're all... You know, leaveners and texturizers,
all the stuff that you use to, like, normalize bread across a huge, gigantic batch, so you don't have, like, small changes in the bread that people then complain about. The same thing that they do with beer, and that's why, like, gigantic batches of beer are so closely tested to make sure they taste like each other. As we're saying here at Sitsock, is
go fuck yourself.
McDonald's give us money as well.
I'm just saying. Pick your battles, yo. If you're concerned about sketchy things in the food, McDonald's is not the place you go. If you're concerned about high fat content or high carbs, then McDonald's has other options for that too. The salads. Mm-hmm. Their salads are dangerous because some of them are definitely actually fattier and carbier than their sandwiches.
I would say in most cases you can have a meal from there. I mean, if you're like, I want a cheeseburger, and you're like, well, if you're on a low-carb diet, don't eat the bun, and you have the exact same thing you'd get if you went to, like, a place to get the food. You just don't have to cook it, yeah. Right? I mean, it's still meat and cheese and pickles and ketchup.
And so what it really boils down to is a level of pretentiousness. In a lot of ways, because it's not the nicest quality of beef.
And I know we've talked about this, actually, and I'd actually propose that McDonald's beef nowadays is probably a higher quality than it used to be.
Yeah, I would suggest
when that... When it was less critically
I would suggest that McDonald's beef is the best, is probably among the best they've ever had.
And that their image is trying to change, too.
I would also propose that McDonald's beef is better than anyone else's beef has ever had until, like, the 1930s. So, like, hold on a second here. And also accept the fact that I can go and for a dollar, or no, they're up to $1.10 now, the cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Well, you can get a regular cheeseburger at McDonald's for a dollar.
Is it still a dollar? Yeah. Because I know their dollar menu, it used to be two cheeseburgers for a dollar, and at one point it was at 50 cent, or
yeah,
at one point it was like a nickel, right? So obviously, I don't want to date myself too much here, but...
You have never bought a cheeseburger from McDonald's for a nickel.
I haven't. My parents are telling me about I'll back that up here. I'll tell the story in a second, but I can go within... A mile of where I am right now. That's true of most places, at least in Denver. Mm-hmm. I can go and get a piece of meat for a dollar.
Yeah, and I think
that's not true in very many countries in the world still.
No, and, like, even in some places in the U.S. it's not true still. And, like, there's... I mean, that everyone talks about that right now when you're talking about nutrition, and I'm doing air quotes, so if you can't hear them,
right.
I'll try to do them harder. But
I'll put a sound effect in.
What is the sound effect for air quotes?
You'll hear it.
That cheap, like, seemingly unhealthy food is easier to afford.
Yeah.
And I guess I say seemingly because, again, we're postulating here that a lot of the food you get from places is probably similar to the food you'd get from, like, a King Soopers. It's just, if you're going to go, like, shop at Whole Foods, you might get a different quality. I don't really know. Not gonna like bash again, your lifestyle.
And again, it just sort of depends on what your goals are. If your goals are to get enough calories to survive,
then
McDonald's is actually
is
one of the cheapest
great.
Places
yeah.
to do that. If your goal is to, you know, eat a ketogenic diet,
like, if you're just getting enough calories to survive, you're probably not worried about dieting.
That's what I mean. Like,
or I mean, you're probably not worried about losing.
Right, and that's what I mean. Where, like, we've literally spent the last hundreds of thousands of years as a, whatever
trillions
levels of species,
and billions of years,
like. From day one, the rule of life is keep consuming things or you're going to die. We've been struggling to get enough food to live since
people
we were
still
humans.
Are doing that.
Yeah. And then now, in the last less than 100 years in America, we're now too fat. Somehow, I mean, you're fighting a core fundamental human, I mean,
where it's
a
like
million
you're, yeah, it makes
living
sense.
Thing. Consume or die. And now we're like, but I don't want fat. It's like, but you're trying to fight against a long time of living.
Wouldn't carbs have been exactly what you wanted a long time
oh,
ago?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, back in the day, let's. I mean, and I always hate to do this comparison to, like, the caveman, caveman, and then you caveman to caveman.
I mean,
I don't like that comparison. But
it is worth noting, cavemen probably only lived to their 30s. So
yeah, but like, you would love something like bread.
Oh my God!
Because
bread,
you could
you'd lose
eat, like
your mind. You'd kill people
a
over
quarter
bread.
Of that, and then not have to eat as much meat, and still be able to survive. And then
oh yeah,
like, yeah.
And it doesn't. I mean, yeah. Like,
and then you'd be able to store some fat for like winter, and you may not be skinny, and it could be like a actually really impactful thing.
Like, think about how many cultures have had grains and breads.
Look
for low carb culture; they don't exist.
Paleo, which is exactly what I'm talking about, which
well,
is like. The idea that you can't make bread, or
right.
don't know how, or can't physically.
But if you want to look at real history,
yeah, well, I mean, like, I'm
every
as
culture
real as
every culture developed a bread in some fashion or another, and they all. I mean, we all cultivated shit like that because you know what, hunting is hard. And you know what's not easy? What's not hard? Hunting wheat. That's pretty straightforward
and a lot less dangerous.
Yeah.
Well. For some people. Until they invented, like, the gigantic...
the big old thrashers.
Mm-hmm.
Threshers.
The thrashers.
Different things. But no, so... that's sort of where, whenever I mean, that's why I always get nitpicky, and I know it pisses people off, but I still won't stop.
I mean,
because they talk about healthy, I'm like, well,
health is
it's a relative thing.
It's
really
an ever changing thing. I mean, if you look at what was healthy like 10 or 20 years ago, it's right. completely different.
And like right now, a lot of the authorities are starting to move away from, like, salt's already off the thing of concern unless you have a heart diet, unless you have a heart problem. Dietary cholesterol, they finally realized, was never actually linked to serum cholesterol. So go ahead and go nuts with all of the butter and shellfish you want. And they're starting, I mean, you know, there's stuff on the fringes, at least, that's starting to say, you know, fat, dietary fat is not the devil.
And actually, there's, like, a lot of positive good fats that, like, help your brain yeah. function better.
Well, they've been talking about, like, the low-fat shit out of the 80s and 90s has been, some of that stuff has been linked to the chronic mental problems people are getting. Because you need a certain amount of fat.
And then you're, like, starving yourself of it. And yeah. then you're like,
and your brain needs fats to do stuff. Yeah. And so that's where some people are trying to link that to Alzheimer's, like.
Oh, wow. That's actually, explanation. I don't
the
know.
The uptick in Alzheimer's was this period where a lot of people were doing low-fat diets. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, okay, obviously we're coming out of high-fat diets where out of the 50s and 60s, people were cooking things in goose fat and then dipping them in other fats. Like, sure, so maybe we pumped the brakes on that. But then when they went the other direction and they were doing super low-fat, it was probably worse for you. So, it's an ever-changing game. But the other part about it is that individual needs are different, and dietary structures are different.
Well, that's true. If I was a construction worker, I probably would be able to eat a lot more. If I did what you do every day, you have a lot of, like, burn, and I don't. So, like, a diet for me is very different than a diet for you.
And right. And
you can handle.
And again, when you have, I don't want to say fad diet, but when you have a specialized diet, that's the word for it.
Fad diet?
Fad.
Oh, fad.
Fad, but
yeah.
When you have a specialized or highly, like, structured diet,
yeah,
like the one you're on, I didn't mean to say fad. And
I meant, like, I was going to say there's almost too many diets nowadays to say fad, because it's like,
right.
you have the 50 different
and
kinds,
they all
and
roll
it's like,
through
they all seem to be
some
sticking.
Of them help some people, some of them don't, and you find the one that helps you. And if your diet has special requirements and obligations and systems that you follow, and so if you say this thing is healthy, that doesn't necessarily make sense in the context of your own diet, because I mean, some of those have different requirements throughout the day.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't just say, well, I want a healthy thing. I'm saying, okay, what is that?
Because it begs that you should always try, but you might not necessarily see the same results as everyone else, because your body is not the same as everyone else.
Well, this is the part that bothers me, is the term healthy food is a nonsense phrase.
It's completely relative to what you're doing. Yeah. Like,
it is a nondescriptive
phrase. I can say
phrase.
That there's healthy food for the diet I'm on, but it's definitely not healthy for everybody.
And even then, if you ate 40 pounds of it, it wouldn't be healthy.
Oh, yeah.
What it really boils down to, when that's why it annoys me when people...
Maybe healthy portions of food is a better way to say it?
What it boils down to for me is that the phrase, I want something healthy, is a fundamentally uncommunicative phrase.
Oh, where you're like,
it doesn't actually answer the question of where do you want to eat, or what should we go get, or whatever. Or it's like, what are you eating? It's like, well, I want to eat healthy. Like, so don't eat, you know.
So tell me which diet you're
on. So don't eat cyanide or rocks. Cool.
I mean, you can eat rocks. They could probably help your digestion if you were like a dinosaur.
Yeah, but we're not dinosaurs.
Oh, diets.
Or even chickens.
Diets.
But no, I mean, so that's the part that bugs me. Is like
rocks.
Yeah, certain birds. They swallow small pebbles.
I get you.
Help,
I understand. Does everyone else understand what Kendrick's trying to say? I'll wait for your responses.
We'll wait.
All right.
That's the part where it's like healthy eating bugs me, because it's like, well, what do you really mean? It's like,
but if you take it in the context of what you think it should mean, like, okay, I think you're talking about your diet, and it makes sense. Like, are you still getting frustrated with people?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily know what your dietary needs are, because I haven't been tracking what you've been eating today.
Sure.
Because, like...
But if I've talked about... one of the things that's really nice about people on diets and simultaneously incredibly annoying is they'll always talk to you about their diet.
Sure. But what I'm saying is stop using the phrase healthy food or healthy choices or whatever, because it doesn't mean anything.
To describe what the populace will eat. Like,
well,
everybody.
Even then, what I'm saying is use sentences that describe things. What do you want to eat? Oh, something low carb or not super fatty. Cool. Now I know you want a salad place or like a Greek place or something like that. When you say healthy, I don't know what that means. And I have to sit there and work too hard. Just fucking answer the question. Or you could be like, I don't know, I'm not super carby. Because in my world, if I don't get enough carbs, I will strangle a person with my feet. Not even with my hands. You get foot strangled.
He gets thumbs. one of his pinkies or and or other toes turns into an opposable thumb. Yeah. And he's like, it's fucking brutal. It'll
choke you.
It's brutal.
Yeah. So for me, healthy, if I do low carb too long, I get angry.
Yeah.
Violent.
So
that's not healthy for anybody else.
I don't remember getting violent when I did low carb stuff, but we'll see, I guess.
Not everybody does that. It was me being unusual.
The other thing I want to talk about real quick is looking at houses. So Aaron's looking at buying a house right now. So we may be moving and may or may not be recording more often. I don't know if that's where we move to. I don't know if that
the
means anything to anybody here. All the places we're looking at are within 10 minutes of your house.
Nice.
Which is like weird and good, but like,
well,
it's also
Aaron
like
what? Works by my house.
Yeah. So. But it also, that's what it also makes sense, I guess. But the place we looked at yesterday is pretty cool. I think there's too many good offers on it though. The other place we're looking at is like almost like a stone's throw from your house, which is, I guess, if you're like a quarter, like an NFL quarterback, but you can throw farther.
Not the one across the street then.
No, not that far. Not like a Kyle stone throw, like a real legitimate like Scotsman stone throw.
Oh,
like 20 miles.
Okay. It's like,
but like when you're looking at houses in, I don't know what it is. I don't, and this is what I wanted to ask you. Does every house you go into just feel like someone's fucked it up their entire life? Like, there's fucking peeling tile and like, I don't know. Did your house like start off like that where it was like, just like it looked, the carpet was run down a little bit or like,
no,
every house we're looking at is like,
get
looks
out.
Like college kids live there
get
for
out.
Like 25 years.
My speculation is that you're probably looking at neighbors that are out, or neighborhoods that are outside your price range.
Like on the lower end?
You're looking at neighborhoods that are on the higher end and you're looking at the crappy houses in those neighborhoods.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably what it is.
So you're looking at the low, relatively low value.
I mean, all of this stuff is like can be changed. You can put like extra money you save into the house,
so,
and that's fine.
What I remember, that's at least what I remember from it, is that there were, and you don't really want to be, you don't want to own the nice house in the crappy neighborhood, because that's not going to last.
Yeah, you would rather have a crappy house in a nice neighborhood.
Because you can fix it. You can't fix the neighborhood, but you can fix your house.
Yeah, exactly.
So that you will see a lot of that.
Okay, so I just kept, I was like, yeah, I don't want to move in here, because it reminds me of my college house, and I don't really want to start with that shit. Because there's a reason I didn't want to live in a house in the first place.
Right.
It's the fucking house maintenance.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of that. I'm so far behind on mine.
So, you know.
But we did, the house we bought didn't have a lot of that, but we did look at some houses that had that. We definitely had a couple houses that were... There was one that we almost got. My mom still wishes that we'd got it. She keeps it, she brings it up to this day, actually. In fact, she just mentioned it earlier this week. That there was this one house that was... it had, like, a carbon monoxide leak because the furnace wasn't vented properly. And it had a couple, maybe $5,000 to not even $10,000 worth of maintenance that needed to be
including
done.
Including the leak?
Yeah, because it was just venting wrong.
Okay.
So they just needed to spend, like... a couple $100 to get the venting.
Which you
right.
probably could have negotiated into the
price. Oh, we tried to. We tried to.
And they did. Were like, fuck you.
They were like, no. It's like, okay, but like, this isn't really habitable.
Why did your mom want you to get it?
It was a really cool house. It was really weird. There was all these Dexter little rooms, and they kept building extensions on extensions, and it was very eccentric and strange. And it was, it was extremely amusing because it had all this weird structure, and like, it was a little more split. You know how my house, you can't really get away from people that easy? Because it's sort of one big spiral.
Yeah.
This one had like these little scrolled away areas where you could hide from people and be nowhere near them. It had all that kind of neat stuff, but it was like, if you guys aren't willing to play ball, it was like the top of our price range.
Yeah.
And we
that's
didn't want
like
to have to do stuff before moving in after buying it. So we're like, you do this before we buy it, and we'll buy it. And they're like, go fuck your hats. And then we're like, okay, well, we'll just go to one of the other millions of houses. Because when we were buying houses...
Yeah, it was like really low.
It was the other type of the market. It was the other swing. The market was just starting to get better.
Did you find that, like, so you and your brother both were like in on the mortgage for the house, right? Which I assume that at that time they probably weren't doing any. That probably actually sucked because Gary didn't have a job at that point, right?
He was in college and he had a job. We worked with my dad.
Okay.
But not like a really good job.
Not something that would significantly increase
this
what you could have.
Was partially closed yesterday, so I'm thinking trying to
remember. That you could have like afforded like double what you would have.
We actually could have afforded substantially more house than we got. They were giving us a loan. They gave us a credit rating or a loan pre-approval, whatever, for well more than we spent. And it was like stupid nuts. And Jane had that happen just this last time too, where it was like, holy balls, why are you giving me this much money?
That's weird, because like I feel like what Aaron's going through is like, he's like just barely getting enough to get what he like wants. like just barely.
And well, is he doing it just himself?
Yeah.
Well, everyone else has been doing it with at least two people.
I told him that. He was like, I don't want to be involved with you motherfuckers. And I was like, that's whoa.
Fair. I mean, that's fair.
Why did you just say that? You never curse like that.
It is kind of an annoyance.
It was closed. You're fucking right.
Look at me fucking go. Paying attention to shit.
You don't need to cuss on this.
I'm cocking my number, dicking shit like fucking that.
What?
Balls.
Dude, we're getting really good at you driving exactly 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We are, not you.
I know, it's
it's just you.
You didn't build that.
Us. Well, thanks for listening today, folks. We had
I didn't finish my story.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Real quick. my parents were talking about how they used to have to go two towns over to get to the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was worth it because it was great and it was cheap. And they'd get two hamburgers for a nickel or whatever the fuck it was. And, and my mom was like, oh, but it's gone so much downhill since then. I don't really want to go. And I'm like, well, when was the last time you actually went? And she was like, I don't know, 1989 or something.
You're like,
I don't think that's true, but go, just go. Next time you're near one, if you want a snack, go get one. And then she messaged me like a week later and said, I actually went ahead and had a cheeseburger and it was delicious. And it's like exactly the same as it was.
I'll give McDonald's that, like, their consistency is pretty great.
Well, and she had to totally walk back her thing about how it was nasty or whatever. She's like, actually, yeah, this is pretty good. This is the same. So.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. You know, go like and subscribe and all that kind of cool stuff, and we appreciate you guys listening.
And give us money. That'd be good, too.
Yeah, all the people today that we mentioned giving us money that we know are listening to the podcast, just do that.
Or figure out how microphones work, because I can't. Get on that.
Somebody else.
Can't someone else do it?